speaking with Congresswoman Vicky Hartzler, who has just returned from a trip to Afghanistan. Congresswoman, can you tell us a little bit about your visit there?
Well, it was an honor to go. We wanted to go on Mother's Day weekend to take the heart of the American mother and the American people to our troops and to let them know how much we appreciate what they're doing and the sacrifices that their family is making. While we were there, we had an opportunity to visit with General Petraeus and to learn more about the military operation there and the progress that they have made, and to visit with different State Department officials that are working on the sustainability and developmental side of the mission to make sure that the government will be able to be developed in such a way to sustain the gains that our military has made. And there's been a lot of progress. It was encouraging to see. We got to travel by helicopter to a remote location where we have a forward operating base and visit with the governor of a province there that is making great gains. And it is basically almost ready to be totally sustainable on its own. They have a school there for girls, which is amazing in their country to have started that, and it was encouraging to see all those bright faces of those little girls who are so excited to be having the opportunity to learn and to get an education and to hear their goals and aspirations. We got to visit with a lot of troops and learn about what they're dealing with on a daily basis, but they are so committed to the cause, and I was just very encouraged and humbled and inspired by their service, their dedication, and their sacrifice.
Of course, Missouri has a large presence of National Guard teams there, their agricultural development teams, and they are pushing some sustainability projects. Looks like they've made quite a bit of progress. Did you get a chance to visit any of the facilities that they've helped the Afghanistan folks there build and start to put into operation?
We did not visit their specific facilities, but we visited with a couple of the USDA officials and a National Guard troop from Kansas that is there working with their farmers. And I was very encouraged to see and learn about the progress that has been made there. The vast majority of Afghanis are moving from poppies to wheat production and then growing dried fruits and nuts, which are very delicious and very popular in the area, as well as to hear about some of the export potential that is being made possible through the growth of our infrastructure. Our government has helped put new roads in, helped a lot of small businesses get formed, is working on agreements with other countries to take these exports, and that'll be very helpful as they move forward to sustain these changes in their agriculture production.
Were you able to have some interaction and visit with the Afghani people while there?
We visited with some of the government officials. The Minister of Health is a woman, and that is an amazing feat for them, and she is very, very sharp. Got to hear about their changes in health care that they're making there, which is very, very important. You have now a situation, for instance, with pregnancy and childbirth, where one out of every 11 Afghani women will die, and at a rate of about 30 minutes, an Afghani woman dies due to pregnancy or childbirth there. It's just shocking. So they're making a lot of changes to provide more nutrition. There's malnutrition is a very big problem there among the children, and maternal health care. So there's been a lot of changes that have been made there. We did visit a hospital that's been set up with the mentorship of our armed forces, trying to encourage them in how to run a working quality hospital for their Afghani armed forces, and Afghani police will have access to this hospital exclusively, and to learn more about their challenges that they're facing, but then the improvements that have been made. It was encouraging.
How much longer do you think that we will have boots on the ground there, Congresswoman?
As of July this year, they're going to start transitioning over to the Afghani government running things. According to General Petraeus, this July it'll be about a 20-25% changeover, and that he is going to then develop a plan from here on out. There is the goal that has been stated by President Karzai to be completely transitioned over by 2014, that is being questioned by the people I talk to there, whether that's really going to be possible to be able to sustain the changes and the improvements that have been made by leaving by then. So we'll just have to see. The worst thing that we could do, I think, is to leave too soon and to allow the reversal of all these gains that have been made. Our soldiers feel very strongly about that. They've sacrificed a lot. They've made a huge amount of gains, but they don't want to see it just nullified by setting an arbitrary date that would be too soon.
What will you take away from your visit there, and what struck you the most, and you know, what's, if you could summarize in one thing, kind of what had the biggest impact on you, what would that be?
Well, we did go on Mother's Day, and so I look at it from a mother's viewpoint and a wife's viewpoint, as well as a congresswoman's viewpoint. But to see the number of troops there with wedding rings on, and to realize that both men and women have left their families, they have children at home, they have wives, their spouses at home, to go and serve their country and to help change the world and make it a safer place for all of us is just very inspiring. I came away with such an appreciation for the dedication and the service and the sacrifice that they are making because of a cause that they believe in and we all believe in, and I'm just so appreciative of them.
Of course, the topic of the week is the recent killing of Osama bin Laden. What kind of impact do you think that has had on both the people there and our troops there, and what has that done for their morale?
It has been a big boost to morale for our troops. It really has, and it has disheartened the enemy. I had heard over and over again from various military officials that the enemy is disheartened by this. It's a definite setback, and it's for them, and but it's a big gain for us. And so this has been a very good week.
Anything that any of the troops said to you, or did any of them offer thanks for your support, or talk about the American support for them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they over and over we heard thanks for coming and how much it meant that we would come there personally to see them and to be with them, to meet them, and to encourage them. It really meant a lot to them to know that the American public is behind them, and I had the opportunity to take cards and letters from the children at Freedom Elementary at Fort Leonard Wood with me and hand them out personally to the troops, and they really enjoyed that and appreciated the children sending them a message of hope and appreciation.
As a wife and a mother, was that sort of heartbreaking?
Oh, it was touching and sobering to realize the sacrifice that many of our soldiers are making, because I'm going to be away from my family for 2 weeks as a result of going on this trip and over Mother's Day. And, that was kind of hard enough, but to meet these moms and dads and husbands and wives in Afghanistan who are spending an entire year away from their family is just... it's a sacrifice that they are making, and we just can't thank them enough for that.
Speaking with Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler, who has just returned from Afghanistan, I'm Jessica Machetta for the Missouri Net.